Okay, so you know that feeling. Your swing feels dialed in, your gear is spot on, but there's just that nagging sense something's holding you back on the course.
Yeah, that little something you can't quite put your finger on.
Exactly. And what if I told you the key, the real key to unlocking that next level, isn't another gadget, but it's actually, well, it's all in your head, harnessing your mind.
That's precisely the fascinating area we're diving into today. We're looking deep into these mental game apps, specifically the ones designed for South African golfers.
Right. So for those of you listening who've maybe thought, how can I get sharper mentally out there?
Yeah.
Well, you're in the right place. We've sifted through some really promising tools.
Yeah, and our main guide here is a recent article, Topgolf Mental Game Apps: Enhance Your Skills. It really highlights some key mobile apps aimed at golfers right here in SA.
So our mission today, essentially, is to unpack these apps, figure out what makes them tick, their key features.
And really help you see how they might fit into your own golf routine. Yeah.
Exactly. To, sharpen that focus, handle the pressure better,
Yeah.
and hopefully find a bit more consistency in your game.
Which we could all use, right?
Huh, absolutely. Okay, let's get into it. The article starts by featuring four main apps that seem to be making waves locally. First up, GolfMind SA. What jumped out at me immediately was its focus, mental focus and resilience, specifically tailored for the South African scene.
Yeah, and what's particularly interesting there is how it acknowledges the, let's say, unique challenges golfers face here. It's not just generic advice.
Right.
It actually talks about pressures like local tournaments, the unpredictable South African weather, we all know about that,
Oh, yeah.
and the guided visualizations, the meditations. They even use imagery from our landscapes. Think Western Cape, think Highveld.
Oh, that's a nice touch. That local connection, it must add something, right? Make it resonate more.
I think so. It feels more grounded. And feature-wise, it seems packed. You've got customized exercises, progress monitoring, goal setting.
All aimed at those core skills. Concentration, handling stress, building that mental toughness, which, let's be honest, can be the real difference out there.
Absolutely. Being able to set specific mental goals, just like you track your handicap, that creates accountability. And it mentions access to coaches, sports psychologists.
Suggests it's built on solid principles, not just guesswork.
Exactly. Seems like a pretty robust tool, whether you're experienced or just starting out here in SA.
Okay, moving on. The next one is Mind Golf SA. Now, where GolfMind seemed very individual focused, this one brings in a community angle, but still keeps that SA golfer focus.
Right. The core features are still there: visualization, positive self-talk, resilience, the fundamentals. But the interesting twist is this emphasis on connecting with other golfers, sharing experiences, swapping strategies, all within that South African context. Peer learning.
That can be incredibly powerful, can it? Knowing others are facing similar challenges, battling those first tee nerves or trying to shake off a bad hole.
Definitely motivating. And it mentions interactive exercises too, which sounds better than just passively reading stuff. Keeps you engaged.
Yeah, active participation. And the progress tracking helps you spot patterns in your mental game. Like, when do you really lose focus?
Useful data. It even flags its relevance for specific local events, like tournaments on the garden route. So it feels quite specific, quite tailored.
Okay, then there's Zen Golf SA. This one shifts gears a bit, focusing more on, well, mindfulness and relaxation, finding that calm on the course.
Which raises a good point. How often do we underestimate just being present and relaxed? How much does that affect performance?
I'd wager quite a lot. Zen Golf SA offers things like guided meditations, breathing exercises, all designed for golfers. Tools to manage stress and anxiety, especially in those pressure cooker moments.
Yeah, and what's neat is its adaptability. It acknowledges the different conditions here: coastal breezes in Durban versus altitude in Joburg. The techniques are meant to help you stay grounded regardless.
Makes sense.
It's also big on fostering a positive mindset and using mental imagery effectively for better decisions, more confidence, finding that inner zen, I
That
suppose.
elusive zen.
Right.
And the fourth app is GolfIt SA. This one takes a broader view, a more holistic approach. It really connects physical fitness to your mental game.
Which is a link that's often overlooked, I think. GolfIt SA draws that direct line. Better conditioning equals better mental clarity, less mental fatigue.
So it offers fitness programs, customized ones.
Yeah, tailored for South African golfers. Strength, flexibility, endurance, things that impact your mental stamina over 18 holes.
And it's not just physical, right?
Yeah.
It mixes in mental conditioning too.
Exactly. Sharpening focus, building resilience alongside the physical work. It even considers different terrains, Cape Winelands, Free State, making the exercises relevant wherever you play.
That's quite comprehensive.
Plus features for motivation, goal setting, progress tracking for fitness. It's a strong reminder that the mind and body in golf are, you know, deeply linked. Addressing both can really pay off.
Okay, so that's a good overview of the four. Golf Mind Essay for Resilience, Mind Golf Essay for Community Strategies, Zen Golf Essay for Mindfulness, and Golf It Essay for that mind-body connection. Now, the article also flags some key features you should really look for when choosing an app like this.
Yeah, things to consider. First up is personalization and customization,
which seems vital for South African golfers, given the unique challenges we face.
Absolutely. You want an app that lets you set your personal goals, track your progress, focus on what you need to work on.
Right. Maybe it's concentration on the backswing for one person, managing nerves for another, or bouncing back from a bad shot.
Yeah, the article uses a good example. Prepping for a big Joburg tournament versus a relaxed weekend game. Very different mental needs.
Wholly different. So the app needs that flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Tailoring content, letting you pick modules, maybe mental exercises today, fitness tomorrow.
Exactly. The second key feature is interactive mental exercises.
This sounds way more engaging than just, you know, reading theory.
It really is. Things like quizzes, games, challenges, they turn mental training into something, well, almost fun, less of a chore.
Like a visualization, instead of just thinking about a shot, maybe an interactive scenario makes it more real.
Precisely. It helps embed it better. And like we said with Mind Golf Essay, interaction can boost that community feel too, sharing strategies in a dynamic way.
Plus, progress tracking, maybe some gamification. What? That can keep you motivated.
Right. Definitely adds that little push to stay consistent. Next up, insights from local experts.
Ah, this feels really important. Getting advice from South African coaches, psychologists, people who understand the local scene.
Crucial. Generic advice from overseas might not fully translate here. Think different course conditions, different pressures.
Sure.
So local experts can offer strategies tailored for our tournaments, coping mechanisms for playing in diverse environments, say the Eastern Cape versus Cape Town.
And these insights can come in different ways. Videos, podcasts, articles.
Yeah, catering to how different people like to learn. Yep. Very useful.
Okay, another feature highlighted, especially relevant here, inclusive multilingual support.
Yes, this is a big one for accessibility in South Africa. With our linguistic diversity, offering support in languages like Afrikaans or Zulu, it just opens the door to so many more golfers.
It's more than just translation, isn't it? It's about deep understanding, making the concepts truly click in your preferred language.
Absolutely. And it builds community across different backgrounds, too. Very user-centric.
And finally, a really practical one. Essential offline accessibility.
Couldn't agree more. This is critical here. Internet access isn't always reliable, especially if you're traveling to courses outside the main cities.
Right. Nothing worse than needing a tool and not having signal.
Exactly. So offline access gives you peace of mind. You can use your resources anywhere, anytime, download content before a round, review strategies. It just removes a potential barrier.
Okay, so those are really good points to weigh up. Personalization, interactivity, local expertise, language support, and offline access. Now let's zoom out slightly. What are the big advantages of actually using these apps?
Well, one of the primary ones is achieving enhanced focus. These apps give you practical techniques.
Like mindfulness, breathing exercises, visualization.
Exactly. Tools to really sharpen your concentration on the task at hand, shot by shot.
And better focus means fewer silly mistakes, right? Especially in those crucial moments.
Definitely. And the article makes a good point that improved focus can actually spill over into other parts of your life, too. Better decision-making, generally.
Interesting. Another big benefit mentioned is effective stress management.
Golf can be stressful. Competitive play, internal pressure. These apps teach things like cognitive restructuring.
Which is basically learning to catch negative thoughts, right? Like, oh no, water hazard, and flipping the script.
Precisely. Identifying those patterns and replacing them with more constructive self-talk. Plus, relaxation techniques, guided meditations, breathing, all designed to lower anxiety.
Which leads to better composure, better performance under pressure. And again, those skills are useful off the course too.
For sure. And the third major advantage, achieving more consistency in performance.
The holy grail for many golfers.
Huh, indeed. These apps help you build a structured mental routine. They train your mind to respond effectively to different situations. Good breaks, bad breaks.
And the feedback, the tracking.
Yeah.
That helps you understand what's working mentally, what's not.
Exactly. Foster self-awareness. promotes growth mindset. You start seeing improvement, which builds confidence. It's a positive cycle.
Okay, so the benefits are clear. But how do you actually integrate an app like this into your routine effectively? The article had some strategies for that too, right?
Yes, practical tips. The first one is simply establishing a daily practice. Consistency is key for mental strength, just like physical practice.
Makes sense. You wouldn't expect your swing to improve without practice. Same for the mind.
Right. So carving out even just a few minutes each day, maybe a short meditation in the morning, maybe integrating it with your physical workout.
And tracking that progress, celebrating small wins along the way.
Keeps you motivated. Then there's pre-round mental preparation.
Getting your head in the game before you pee off, not just warming up the body.
Exactly. Using the app for visualization, seeing successful shots, navigating the course mentally, using affirmations, positive self-talk to build confidence and reduce that pre-round anxiety.
Like a mental checklist before you start.
Sort of. Then post-round reflection. This is often missed.
Yeah, we tend to just focus on score, maybe complain about missed putts.
But how often do you actually analyze your mental game afterwards? What worked well mentally? Where did you struggle?
Good point.
These apps can help you document that, track how effective your strategies were, use data to refine your approach for next time.
And talking it over with others can help too, right? Get different perspectives.
Definitely. Another strategy, maintaining focus during the round.
The toughest part sometimes, distractions, bad shots.
So developing that solid pre-shot routine is vital, using breathing, visualization, affirmations before every shot to stay present.
And the apps might even have like in-round reminders, little prompts to reset.
Some might, yes, or techniques for managing stress as it happens on the course. And finally, setting clear goals for your mental development.
Just like you set scoring goals.
Exactly. Specific, measurable goals. Maybe it's execute my pre-shot routine on 90% of shots or manage frustration better after a bogey. Smart goals for your mental game.
And the app helps track progress towards those specific mental goals.
Right. Keeps you accountable, shows you the impact. It's about being intentional with your mental training.
The article also shared some success stories, which I think really bring this to life for listeners.
Yeah, it's inspiring stuff. Hearing about South African pro golfers who openly endorse these apps.
Saying it improved their focus, their resilience, their strategy.
That adds a lot of credibility, doesn't it? And motivates amateur golfers. Shows a real shift towards valuing mental training.
And it's not just the pros. There are testimonials from amateur golfers, people like you listening.
Yeah, stories about overcoming nerves and club champs, feeling calmer, more confident.
And seeing their scores improve, enjoying the game more. It shows these tools are accessible. They work for all levels.
Absolutely. There are even accounts of tournament wins being linked directly to mental game training with these apps.
Wow. Really highlights mental strength as a crucial factor when the pressure's on.
Definitely. And it's exciting to see this filtering down to youth development, too. Helping young SA golfers build mental resilience early on.
That bodes well for the future of golf here, doesn't it? Mentally strong young players coming through.
It really does. And looking even further ahead, the future for these mental game apps and SA looks pretty dynamic. Technology isn't standing still.
The article mentioned things like AI for more personalized training.
Yeah, AI could analyze your data and suggest even more tailored exercises. And gamification leaderboards, challenges making training more engaging, maybe even competitive in a fun way.
Keeps things fresh. And what about VR or AR? Virtual reality.
That's a fascinating prospect. Imagine immersive mental rehearsals simulating actual course conditions, practicing your mental responses in a super realistic environment.
That could be powerful.
And then there's integrating wearable tech. Like smartwatches, heart rate monitors.
Give you real-time feedback on your stress levels, maybe.
Exactly. Heart rate variability, things like that. The app could then use that data to suggest specific exercises, like a breathing technique, if your heart rate spikes.
Wow. That's connecting the physical and mental data in real time.
Precisely. A truly holistic understanding, optimizing performance, using combined data and mental strategies. It's all very exciting.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive then, we've really unpacked quite a range of these mental game apps designed specifically for South African golfers. We've looked at their features, the benefits, and how you might actually start using them.
And the key takeaway really is that these tools offer practical, accessible ways to sharpen your focus, manage those inevitable on-course pressures.
And ultimately find more consistency and, importantly, more enjoyment in your golf.
Yeah, that consistency and enjoyment often go hand in hand.
So our call to action for you listening is this. Consider exploring one or more of these apps. Really think about which features we talked about align best with your current challenges and your goals out there on the course.
It's about finding the right fit for you. And maybe, just maybe, here's a final thought to chew on.
Go on.
Beyond just improving your handicap, think about how cultivating this kind of mental discipline on the golf course, the focus, the resilience, the calm, how might that positively ripple out into other areas of your life?
That clarity and composure. Maybe it translates beyond the 18th green?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Something to consider.